This is a quick chazar for Simon Reish Mem Ches. We left off in the middle of Seif Aleph. So the Mechaber continues after discussing when you're not allowed to impart on a journey by ship prior to Shabbos, within 3 days of Shabbos. The Mechaber adds, V'em hu derech muad, if it's a short trip, k'mo mitzur l'tzidon, she'em b'neim ki'im ha'alchi omechad, but it's basically less than a day's worth of a trip. Mutar la'aflik b'erev Shabbos b'boker. You can leave early Friday morning. Because there it's possible to get there before Shabbos. And there's some places where they have the minig not to go anywhere on Erev Shabbos. So if that's the minig amakom where you are, you're not even allowed to leave for a short trip. And obviously looking the poskim for what's considered a short enough trip, etc. Have to be careful that you're actually going to be able to get there on Shabbos, otherwise it's considered your poshea in advance, similar to a person who leaves within 3 days of Shabbos. Seif Beis. Hodein mafligim besvina pachos mishlosha yam kodem haShabbos. So now we discussed in the Mishnah Berurah previously what the reasons were why the Gemara asserted leaving too close to Shabbos. So now the Mechaber is going to tell you what his reason that he accepts is. Hatam ishim onik Shabbos. The whole reason is bitol onik Shabbos. Shekol shlosh le'emar mishonim yesh lo tzaro bilbo. The first 3 days, generally it's very difficult. You get seasick. So therefore, this whole problem of seasickness only applies when you're dealing with what he calls salty waters, meaning oceans with waves. But if it's a smooth flowing river, there is no problem. There you can go out on a journey even on Erev Shabbos. So that takes care of the Oneg Shabbos problem. And therefore, it's only problematic if you go in a place that's going to have waves and you're going to get seasick. But we haven't taken care of the other issues, i.e. those issues of Tchum Shabbos, etc. So now the Mechaber adds, V'hu shelo yehei yadua lanu, she'ein ba'omka masar tvachim. This is only if it's not obviously clear to us that they are not 10 tvachim deep. If you know for a fact that there's going to be less than 10 tefachim between the bottom of the ship to the ground, meaning to the underground, underwater ground of the river, so then you are not allowed to go on the trip, right? And why specifically? So the Ramah just adds important words, latzeis chutz l'tchum. Mishum isur tchumin, right? So it's because we're afraid you're going to go outside of the tchum, and therefore it's going to be usur. Now, why is it that it has to be a duas? And Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Gimel explains, because tchumin are derabanan, and therefore we have a sveika derabanan lekula over here, because if you're not sure if it's less than 10 tefachim, you have the right to be makel. If you're above 10 tefachim, we say in tchumin lamala me'asara, and if you're below 10 tefachim, then you're going to violate the Yisid Rabbanan, so that's why we're makel, unless you're sure that it's going to be less than 10 tefachim. Then in Sivkat Yadal, he explains that it's not talking about where you are on the ship is 10 tefachim to the bottom. It has to be specifically where the ship's bottom is. That's where it's considered a problem of tchumen, and then he quotes a second day yesh matirim that if you are on the top of the ship and the bottom of the ship and you're way above 10 tefachim and the bottom of the ship is within 10 tefachim of the ground, then you can be makel and that you are not subject to the laws of tchumen even if the bottom of the ship would be. And he says you could be somach on this b'shas avchak. He says it doesn't say shas avchak, he says when you need to, which seems a little more makel than a regular shas avchak. Okay, and then the last point in Sivkat and Tezvav, he says that still, even though we say that it's usher to go if you're going to be below 10 tefachim, that's only within 3 days of Shabbos, but before 3 days before Shabbos, you would be allowed to go there. Now, continuing in the Ramah, also a case of a ship where it's quite possible that you'll come to violate a malacha on Shabbos, because you'll have to save the boat or whatever, do pikuach nefesh or something. You're not allowed to get on the boat within 3 days. So this is another day in the Rishonim that we quoted last time. Even if there's no problem of Onik Shabbos, there's no problem of Tchum Shabbos. So here he just points out that I don't really understand the minhag that they used to have in those days, not the minhag, but the practice that they had in those days, where they had ships that were pulled by animals. But apparently that was somewhat common in those days, that they had ships that were pulled by animals, and therefore there was a chashash that maybe you're going to say it's usur because you're not allowed to ride on a wagon or you're not allowed to ride on a horse on Shabbos. So we say, no, the Mishnah Berurah explains that's only when you were near the horse and it was shayach that you're going to rip off a branch to try to make a whip to hit the animal to get it to go better. But here you're very far away from the animal and there's no chashash. Siv Gimel. Heichad demutal lahaflik me'erev Shabbos. In a case where it was mutter to leave an erev Shabbos, imnichnas basvina me'erev Shabbos v'kana ba shvisa. Now you were kona shvisa on erev Shabbos, which means that you were on that ship for the entirety of Bein HaShemashos. Afal pishim aflegis b'Shabbos mutter. That is going to be mutter to go on Shabbos for that boat. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains, as if cut and you test, what are we talking about here? He's saying, this is obviously if there are no other isurim, where we said that you're on a nice smooth river, etc. But here we're pointing out that sometimes it might even be mutter to go on the trip, to begin the trip on Shabbos itself. This is a case where you were kona shvisa on that boat, and maybe then it would be mutter under certain circumstances to take the trip on Shabbos. That's what he says. Afal pishim afleges b'Shabbos mutter. V'hu shelo yatsa me'asvina me'eshe kona shvisa. But the Mechaber adds, you cannot leave the ship from the time that it was kona shvisa. Mishnah Berurah explains in Chafalef that if you would leave the ship, then it's a problem of just going on any kind of boat or seafaring or swimming on Shabbos, which is aser midrabanan, because maybe you'll make a flotation device. And therefore, the iser to go on the ship is notwithstanding the fact that you were kona shvisa, because you're not going to go back on a ship. But if you started Shabbos on the ship, then that iser midrabanan doesn't apply. Adds the Ramah, the Yeshua Medafili Yatsim and Asvina Shari says, no, maybe if you went off the ship, you can still go back on it. The Meachar Shekhan of Ashvisa Meir of Shabbos, Mutter, Achar Kachli Kanis Baba Shabbos Olahaflig. But he says that maybe that's enough already, that it's considered that that's your Makom on Shabbos. That's your Makom on Shabbos, and it's not considered like getting on a boat or going swimming on Shabbos, etc., because you were kona shvisa there, and therefore it's good enough. That's your spot for Shabbos, and that's where you're supposed to be on Shabbos. Just at the end of Sivkut, in the middle of Sivkut and Yid Chaf Beis, the Mishnah Berurah points out that if you're leaving the Tchum and then you go to a new place, once you get off the ship and you end up in your new place outside of the Tchum, you only have Dalet Amos in every direction, right? So that's if you went off the ship and you came back. He says, but if you stayed on the ship from the beginning of Shabbos and then you went somewhere new, so that place that you show up in whenever you go, as long as the Svina itself was Lamala Me'asara Tfachim the whole time, that place that you come out on you get off the boat on Shabbos, that's your Makom now also, and therefore you have 2,000 Amos in every direction when you get off the ship. Continuing in the Ramah, sometimes if you think you might need to go on this trip on Shabbos, you make kiddush on the Svina. You stay there for Bein HaShemashos. Then you make kiddush and your kona shvisa there. Obviously, you have to eat something. We kiddush makam suda. And then ulamachar chozrim l'svina mafligim. Then the next morning, when you wake up after sleeping in your house, you can go back on the trip on the boat. Right, he says, I am the common, we'll see later on. Now, what Mishnah Berurah just explains, that you obviously have to be there the whole Bein HaShemashos, he just says that you should add something to it, you should make Kiddush on the ship as well, as a better way to be Kona Shvisa, have Kiddush and a little bit of a Suda, so that there's no Marasayan, that people don't realize that you weren't Kona Shvisa on the ship.